Ever since this program began 6 presidents ago, we've observed a strict, some might say quaint, principle of editing the words of the President of the United States. While other speakers' sentences may be shortened, their stammers and stumbles corrected, their pauses eliminated, their digressions truncated, excerpts of the President's remarks are not edited internally. We figure what a president says is a matter of record, often of consequence. Also, his remarks are heard on countless other broadcast sources. So, for a variety of reasons, editorial, deferential, practical, we just don't make cuts from within the remarks of the president. Now, this policy has been awkward in the presidency of George W. Bush. Although this is less true than at the beginning of his term, Mr. Bush tends to stumble over his words, and we, acting on policy, not pique, we leave the stumbles in. Imagine our surprise when we learned this week in the New York Times about what the Howard Dean campaign had dug up about a Republican National Committee television commercial. It criticizes the Democrats on counterterrorism issues, and it features this clip from President Bush's State of the Union address, warning of what the 9/11 hijackers might have done had Saddam Hussein supplied them with chemical or biological agents.
It would take one vial, one canister, one crate slipped into this country to bring a day of horror like none we have ever known.
It would take one vial. That was what the president intended to say in the State of the Union. But in fact, at that very quotable moment, he misspoke. Here's what he actually said.
Take one vial, one canister, one crate.
One vial is what Mr. Bush said, and one vial somehow turned into one vial. According to the Times story, the Dean campaign suspected that the Republican National Committee had gotten the president to reread the line for them. That would have meant the committee had dealt directly with the president and was in fact airing a campaign commercial, coordinating with the White House and possibly violating the law. No, said an RNC spokeswoman, the audio and video were all from the State of the Union. They had done what we don't do. They had cut and pasted the president, replacing the misspoken W with a grafted V, which really isn't all that hard to do. Why limit oneself to a mere vial?
Take one pile, one canister, one crate. Slip into
the... Or, what if the toxin came hidden in a game of Scrabble?
Take one tile, one canister, one crate. Slip into this country...
But in the end, as frustrating as it may be to radio producers who like punchy sound bites as much as the next guy, we'll stick with one while. We understood what he meant, and it was what he said.